This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking, and as always, good to be with you today to bring a Bible message. Today I want to read in the book of Philippians, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, and I want to read verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Today I want to talk about the peace of God that we read of in Philippians 4 verse 7. Last time we were thinking about peace with God, reading in Romans 5 and verse 1 where Paul says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thought of how that we who in ourselves have gone away from God, we have sinned against a God who is righteous and holy. And in such a condition, we are not at peace with God. But through what we read there in the scriptures at the end of Romans chapter 4 and into chapter 5, we discover how that although we have sinned against him, we have committed offenses against God. And because of that, we deserve the punishment for those offenses. But we read how that Christ was delivered up because of our offenses, delivered up to the death of the cross because of our offenses. And there, when he was on the cross at Calvary, he took the punishment for the law that had been broken by others. He took it upon himself. He bore that punishment. He did all that was necessary that forgiveness could be offered, and he died there on the cross at Calvary. He was delivered up because of our offenses, and then 3 days later he was raised again from the dead because of our justification. And we were reading that through believing in him, we are justified by faith, and we read that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace with God. But what I read today is another term. This term is called the peace of God. Now, it's always important to read the scriptures in their context. And we think of the context of Philippians, who was being written to. Well, we know, according to the first verse of Philippians, that Paul is writing to the saints in Christ Jesus. So this word saints is those who have been set apart from the world, but set apart to God. So these people were already in a right relationship with God. These people to whom Paul is writing are those who have been justified by faith, and they have peace with God. And so it's important to understand that he is writing to believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they already are at peace with God. Now we find in the first chapter how that God had begun a good work in them. That's in chapter 1 and verse 6. He has begun a good work in you. And these people had come to faith in Christ. They had trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They were saved. They were believers in Christ. They had that relationship with God. But in that verse, we read that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, they have peace with God. They've been justified by faith. Their faith was in the Lord Jesus Christ, delivered up for them, and having been raised again from the dead. But although all this was true, that didn't mean that life was now going to be easy for these people. No, there would still be problems. They were living in a fallen world. They were living in a sinful world. And as we think of the world today, it's still the same world that those first century Christians were living in. And so they had to live with many problems. There were the external problems around them, and there were also internal problems that they could have. And as we think of the problems of then and also the problems of today, even coming into the lives of Christians, those who are believers in Christ and children of God, we know that the natural thing would be to worry about problems. And we know that some people are more naturally given to worry than others, and some find it very difficult not to worry. But we must come to the Scriptures and find out, does the Scriptures have anything to say to us, to help us as we live in this world that's got so many problems? And yes, as with so many areas of life, indeed all the areas of life, the Scriptures are there for that guidance and everything that we need. And so what does the Scriptures say? Well, we've read in chapter 4 and verse 6 of Philippians, be anxious for nothing. But then we wonder, how could it be that we could be anxious for nothing? If we are naturally given to worry about things, how can Paul just say to us, don't worry about anything? There are problems, things that worry us. But he does tell us how we have the solution to this. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. And so we think about everything. As I think of the old hymn, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And here we read it, but in everything by prayer. And so, dear believers, today perhaps there's something in your life, something that concerns you very much, something that worries you. But here we have, I believe, God's answer, God's solution to those worries, whatever they may be, in everything by prayer. And the word prayer here is a general term for all prayer. And then he uses the word supplication. And this word supplication refers to specific things, those specific things in your life, those things that you're concerned about, those things that you worry over, whatever that thing may be. He says with supplication. And then also, we must remember thanksgiving. For even though there are many difficulties, many problems in life, there's so much to be thankful for. And so he says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer, says the hymn. And then if we do this, if we fulfill this instruction that we find in Philippians 4 verse 6, what will the outcome be? Well, we read of that in verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God. Remember, this is written to those who were at the state of peace with God. But there is a big difference between peace with God and the peace of God. Believers in Christ all have peace with God, but maybe sometimes we don't all have the peace of God because we become so worried about many things in this life. But here we have the peace of God when everything is handed over to Him. And He says it surpasses all understanding. It's not a natural thing. It's above anything that's natural. And he says it will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That word guard is a military word, to protect, not to let anything hinder, anything to come in that would destroy that peace with God. It will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God. Thanks for listening to the message today. If you would like to contact me, you're welcome to do so on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. please visit kpulpit.co.za.